tell us a little bit about your work. I know you're coming to Pella on Saturday, but brief us a little bit about what you do.
Yeah, I'm a novelist from the Netherlands, and I wrote two books until now, two novels, and I write short stories for the one of the main newspapers in the Netherlands, which is NRC Handelsblad, and for the Dutch radio. We have a night program, and I'm reading stories to that on this program. Actually, I write short stories for several media, but these are the main ones. And in 2009, my first novel was published, and it is about a community in the Netherlands, in Zeeland. It's in the southwest, the part with the islands. And it's about a farmer's family, and they are very religious in a pietistic way. That means that even if you go to church, you don't really know if you are saved or not. Mostly not. It happens to just a few people in church. So if you want to become in heaven, there has something to occur to you, and this can be a vision or something like a miracle, or you read something in the Bible which stuck you, or I don't know, something like that. That's what the meaning is of pietistic, I think.
Well, you must write all of the time.
Yeah, it's my job. I'm really a writer, so I don't do much other things. I give some lectures sometimes, and especially about my first novel, I have given many lectures in the past, and now because of the film, when I come back from America, there will be heaps of other lectures again, because the film just appeared and people want to talk about it. But mostly I'm just writing.
Well, it sounds like the setting for your novel that the film is based on sounds like it is ripe for conflict. Is that what happens in the book?
Well, in the book there is not really a big conflict, because I the main character is a girl, and she's 12 years old, and she is very used to the community that she lives in. So she has questions, but she's not really trying to leave the community, because he's 12 and he takes everything for granted. And of course there's conflict between the parents and her, and between her and the rest of the family, but it's not that big that she's going to leave the family. In the film, they have chosen another end, and in the film she's really leaving. Well, she leaves for school, but you can the feeling of the film is that she's not fitting in this setting, in this family, and she wants to do something else, because the family is quite strict and people are very stones, and it's actually a community where male people have advantages. She's just the only girl in this family, and she's doing the housekeeping. She's helping her mother and all her brothers. She has six brothers. They are going out on the farm, on the land, and they have the nice part of the jobs. And she's just doing the cleaning, and she doesn't like it. And she's actually clever and likes reading, but there's not many books, because in her community there's one book that she can read, and that's the Bible, and you have of course other Christian books that she can read, but she's not allowed to read, for example, fairy tales or other books that are that can be dangerous if you believe in one truth, like the Bible is one true, it's a true story for them. They really believe it literally. And if you have other stories at the same time, they just lie, because this one is the truth. And that's why she's not allowed to read them. And she's doing that in secret, a little bit. And she starts to fantasize. And that's all things that is not really allowed in this community. And everything goes wrong when she's doing that. And that's what she learns, actually, in the book. And even in the film as well, that words can have power, and then stories are not just innocent, but they tell you something, and they can have influence on everyday life.
What's been the reaction? What's been the public reception to your work?
Yeah, the reaction was actually huge, and I didn't expect that much. I was surprised too, because I didn't know what to expect. But in the community, in the village, people were not really amused because they recognized so much. But you have the Reformed community is not just in Zeeland. You have a kind of Bible Belt in the Netherlands as well. And in the whole Bible Belt, they were discussing the book so much on the newspaper. We have a Reformed newspaper. And they were discussing the book on every day for a few months. And that because they couldn't say, don't read this book, because the book was not saying mean things about this community. Not at all. It was more like a mirror, so people start to read it. But then they had a feeling that there is something that maybe is dangerous for their youth to read, because I'm really telling the story of someone who discovers that he's living in this one true story, and that all these other stories are not allowed. And that's, I think, reading about this can be a bit dangerous if you believe in this, in the power of words. So they were discussing it, and even in the literary scene they were discussing it, but that was more or less because they didn't expect a novelist to have such a huge success, and they were asking questions as how can it be so big? How can a book about farm life in the Netherlands nowadays be so big? And I think it has to do with there's a kind of pure life in the book. People consider it like that. I don't really believe in this concept, pure and authentic, but people receive it like this because in the book and in the film as well, people live the plain life, the life of the countryside. They don't have TV. There's no pop culture or whatever. It's just the life of the old days, and I think heaps of older people, they recognize their own life in this book, so that's also a part that makes it maybe big. I don't know. And in the film as well, you see the Dutch landscape and the way of living. It's really people really recognize this from older days, and they always say to me, I can't believe that it still exists. It's actually it's how I grew up, and it's 50 years ago or 60 years ago, and it's exactly the same. And people of my age, I'm 35 now. People of my age, they find it really strange because they have been grown up with pop culture, with films and music, and they're just not allowed in this community. They are really protected from the world. That's how they want to be. They want to keep the children away from all kind of bad influences, and they really send them just to reformed schools. And I had to go to a school with a school bus that was picking me up and other kids, and then they brought us to school so that we didn't have to speak with any non-Christian on our way. They really want to protect us from all these kind of bad influences.
It seems that perhaps there could be a different kind of reaction from people of any faith, in the sense that you say how you're enculturated, how you grow up, how you're raised, it's just sort of normal. And it just might have a whole lot of people questioning the constraints on their own lives. This is sort of an exaggeration and, I don't know, maybe more restrictive kind of perspective than many faiths now. It's just sort of writ large, but some of the issues are the same, right?
Yeah, I think so. In a way, that's really true, and that's because also even Catholic people, they say, yeah, it's quite similar as my life was, because even the Netherlands has been a very rural country. There were many farmers formerly. Nowadays, it's more. It doesn't exist anymore. But in the old days, old people were farmers, so everybody knows of has a farmer in his family. And in the older days, and even if it's a Catholic family, it's more or less the same. But the thing with the religion is, this pietistic group is really strict. So in the utterly things, like women have to wear long skirts and long hair and all these things. But the main thing is not that they didn't have TV or something, because I have never missed TV in my life, but the main thing is that you are always scared to go to hell, because even if you go to church thrice on a Sunday, it doesn't help you, because God has chosen some, and it's just a few, and that's the main thing. It's so scary, because the pastor is always saying, you have to pray, you have to read the Bible, and maybe there will occur something to you. Maybe there will be a miracle if God is going to bless you. But you know it's not going to happen to many people. So, yeah, that's scary.
Now, you're going to be at the Pella Library at 2 o'clock this coming Saturday.
Yeah.
And I suspect it's your first time in Pella.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, because they say it's beautiful, and I really want to see a Dutch village in the States. I mean, that must be something, and I'm really looking forward to see the people, and maybe I can have a little conversation after the film or something with some. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. Must be an experience.
Well, it is quite lovely in Pella. Now, what was it like when you first sat down? The first time you saw the movie, what went through your mind?
Well, in the beginning, I had difficulties with seeing it, because the first thing I saw was the script, and I didn't like the script that much, because I think they cut all the humor out, and they just had a sec script, and I didn't really like it. And then I saw the film, and I was surprised that it was still funny, but it is the actors that they make something of it. They are really good actors, especially the main character. She's a girl from 12, and you would say she has not much experience, but she's acting so well, and she's praised for it in every newspaper in the Netherlands. She's really a natural, because in the book you are in the head of the main character. This girl from 12 years old, she's thinking a lot, but you cannot see that with the camera, of course, but she can. With how she looks, she can suggest this, and it's really well done, and that surprised me. And actually, I've seen the film now for 7 times or something, maybe 8, and now I'm liking the movie a lot. But in the beginning, yeah, it's difficult, because it's your work, and they made something different from it. I think it's normal for writers that they have become used to it. Do you say that like this?
Yeah, become used to it.
Yeah.